spot, which was loaded by the Velvet Underground. That's where that song comes from. And wow, is that ever a summertime rock and roll anthem, if ever there was one? What else did we hear? Oh, and of course, the classic In the Summertime from Mungo Jerry. Ever seen a picture of Mungo Jerry? Hairiest guy ever. Hairiest guy in rock and roll. He looks like one of the Freak Brothers. He looks like all the Freak Brothers put together. Seriously hairy dude. So yeah, there we go. Watermelon Pink from Leroy Stagger. The 2024 Twang Trust Song of the Summer. Yes. And we got a message saying you couldn't hear Leroy in the interview. I don't know. It sounded fine here. I mean, I was louder. I'm a loud dude. And phone interviews are always like that, it seems. But I don't know. Wait for the podcast at twangtrust.ca and listen with headphones. If you're wondering what Leroy said, it was all nice things about me. Yep. Next up. Well, Folkfest is coming. Folkfest is coming. Is it like, what, 2 weeks away? 2 weeks away as of tomorrow, I guess, huh? July 11th. Yeah, that would make it 2 weeks from tomorrow. It starts. And we should get prepared, shouldn't we? We're going to have, over the next couple shows, I guess we could technically have, is it three shows? I don't know. Where's a calendar when you need one? It's over there. I can't see it from here. Anyways, between now and then, we're going to do some serious Folkfest previewing. We're going to chat to some people this year. Before the fest gets here. Some names you might not be familiar with, but they're way at the top of my must-see list. And a lot of my must-sees are folks that I didn't know existed until this lineup dropped. And even then, it took me a while to get around to investigating some of them and discovering just how awesome they, in fact, are. One of those awesome outfits is, it's essentially, a lone dude. What's his name? I forget. Anyways, they go under the band name Bendigo Fletcher. I don't know where that comes from. Bendigo. What kind of name is Bendigo? I don't know. But anyways, I'd never heard of them before. But then I took a cursory listen, thinking, oh, God, another damn hipster folk rock band. And, you know, you could say that about them, but they're pretty darn awesome. And they're going to be doing a few things. I was hoping to chat with them before the festival, but the main dude apparently is, I don't know, he's living on top of a mountain in Tibet. Right up until the day before the Folk Fest starts. So we won't get a chance. We're going to talk to him out there, I think. Or maybe we'll get a chance to talk to him the night before the Folk Festival when a secret thing is going to happen. Excuse me, I'm going to cough for a minute. There. Oh, that felt better. There's a show happening on the Wednesday before Folkfest, Wednesday, July 10th at Blue Note Park. There's a show with local heroes Field Guide. Are you hep to Field Guide? See, here's another band that I knew nothing about really. Dylan McDonald is Field Guide essentially, and his pal Chris Ulrich, who you know, hangs out with Boy Golden a lot. Well, they're actually, both Field Guide and Chris Ulrich, going to be doing a show the night before Folkfest, Wednesday, July 10th, at Blue Note Park. Now, Field Guide actually did a tour opening up earlier this spring for Bendigo Fletcher. Now, Field Guide themselves aren't playing Folkfest, but, you know, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen that night? I understand. I saw an ad for the show. It says Field Guide with Chris Ulrich and very special guest headliner. It's a secret. It's a secret who the headliner is that night. I don't know who it could be. Like, who would open or who would headline for Field Guide, the outfit that opened up a spring tour for folk festival artists Bendigo Fletcher. I don't know. I don't know. The mind boggles at the potential. But anyways, let's hear something from the most recent, nearly brand new Field Guide record. This, in fact, being, well, it will be once I put it in the machine. That always helps. If you're ever playing a CD, you know, you want to play a CD and you want to actually listen to it, best to put it in the player. I find that works well. Here it is, title track to the most recent Field Guide album. This is called Rootin' For Ya.
my role. I'm lying on the floor of your closet. I've had enough of all this rotten apple pie. I'm fried. I'm at the bake sale with a sour sense of humor. Artificial sugar. How long until they're burning books and crosses on the lawn of the Library of Congress? The cake eaters in office make sure that I get no sleep till the morning, no sleep. I'll paint your fence to pay my rent, then come back wrecking in the middle of the night, I guess. No sleep till the morning, no sleep. They get along on sweet talking. I get along on sleep walking.
...2024 Winnipeg Folk Festival artist there, Bendigo Fletcher. From their brand new record, it's pretty brand new, Two Things at Once. That was Up Country Lemonade. And before that, local music from Field Guide. We heard a couple from their new record, Rootin' For Ya. Somehow I Forgot, and the title track at the top of that set. Field Guide having opened a string of West Coast dates in the U.S. for Bendigo Fletcher in the springtime. And they'll be, I'm sure they'll be getting in touch with each other when Bendigo Fletcher's in town in 2 weeks' time for the Folk Fest. Maybe, who knows, maybe Field Guide will invite the band down to Blue Note Park when they play there on Wednesday, July 10th, to sit at a picnic table and watch them, you know? And Chris Ulrich going to be opening up that night for Field Guide. And then there's a very special guest headliner. No idea who it could be. No idea at all. I am privy to nothing. So don't ask me. I'm digging them. I'm digging the Bendigo Fletcher. We're hoping to chat with them sometime between now and before they leave town. But we're gonna hear momentarily from some guys from Australia who we will definitely be chatting with over the next couple of weeks. I don't know if it'll be next week or the week after here on the Twang Trust, but we will be chatting with a trio from Australia known as the Grogans. And before we get to the Grogans, here's one more from Bendigo Fletcher, also from that new record, Two Things at Once. This one is called Sweet Tooth. Wait a minute. No, that was actually the Grogans. Here, this is Sweet Tooth.
Slow my roll. I'm lying on the floor of your closet. I've had enough of all this rotten apple pie. I'm fried. I'm at the bake sale with a sour sense of humor. Artificial sugar. How long until they're burning books and crosses on the lawn of the Library of Congress? The cake eaters in office make sure that I get no sleep till the morning, no sleep. I'll paint your face.
Okay, now I'm thinking this is the same song I played earlier. Oh, this show's gone to hell already. Okay, enough with the Bendigo Fletcher. We'll play them again next week. Here's the Grogans.
Get it off your lips, get it off your shoulders. We're growing up crooked, now it's all over. For me, it's like
now does that sound like a band that should be playing a folk festival? Well, they are. They are. They're playing the Winnipeg Folk Festival in 2 weeks' time. That was Australia's The Grogans. We heard a couple of songs from their album, Find Me a Cloud, and we're excited to be talking to The Grogans sometime over the next couple of weeks here on the Twang Trust. Make sure you tune in. I still haven't decided whether I want to ask them where the name comes from. I was originally thinking it was some sort of like 1950s monster movie reference, but then I realized I was thinking of Rodan. You know, Rodan, Grogan, you know. But it's not. It's not. It's something else. But I'm hoping maybe that Grogan is an Australian term that we never hear over here, and it means like well-mannered, well-behaved, nice young men that can rock out at the drop of a dime. I'm hoping that's what it means, not what I read online. Don't look it up. Don't look it up, at least not when you're at work. Okay? Okay. See, now I got you intrigued, right? Anyways, I've been listening to this record nonstop for 2 days now. That's how long I've known it existed. And I'm kicking myself for not having known longer because it's so great. It's so great. And they're playing Folk Fest. Who knew? Well, somebody did. She's playing. They got her booked. Originally from Texas, now based in Nashville, like all proper people, it seems. Although I don't think they're from East Nashville, like all the cool kids. I think they're more urban, actually. But anyways, regardless, we'll ask them sometime over the next couple of weeks because we're going to be chatting with Molly Velasquez sometime soon, and we're very excited. Her debut album came out in October. It's called I'm Green. And no, they don't look like Oscar the Grouch or a frog or anything. It's such a great record is what it is. We're going to hear a couple of songs from it. I haven't been kicked in the gut by a record this hard probably since the first Phoebe Bridgers record. It's that good. It's got like the Phoebe's debut. It's got like the debut Kathleen Edwards kind of vibe for me. Not in like a literal sense. She doesn't necessarily sound like those folks, but it's just hitting me in the same kind of way. And can't believe it. And get to see them at the Folk Fest this summer. Here's a couple from it. And then tune in again over the next couple of weeks when we chat with Molly. This song here is called Tor. Molly Velasquez on the Twang Trust. No sweat, it's none.
board by the front porch. Pitch dark makes it very cold in my sleep is undisturbed, and when I left you a room.
When I was younger, I used to seek pleasure. When I was younger, I used to drink wine. Now that I'm older, I'm rocking a cradle, rocking a baby who's always crying.
When I was younger, I used to dress fancy. When I was younger, I used to dress fine. Now that I'm older, there's no time for dancing, no time for wasting on women and wine.
Bonnie Light Horseman on the Twang Trust. That was a song called When I Was Younger from their brand new album, Keep Me On Your Mind, See You Free. Two titles, one album. Bonnie Light Horseman playing the Winnipeg Folk Festival main stage Saturday night. Also doing a workshop on Friday morning. I was originally planning on going to see them. They're part of a workshop called Strangers on a Plane. First workshop at the Spruce Hollow stage on Friday, along with Madeline Roger, Ruth Moody, and Simmel. Is that how you pronounce that? Simmel? I'm not sure. Mostly locals. I think they're all locals except Bonnie Light Horseman. But then I discovered Molly Velasquez, who we heard two cuts from prior to that, from her album I'm Green, debut album. Molly's going to be taking place in a workshop. Well, it's not, well, mostly at the same time. It's earlier. You could see most of it, actually. And then if you're capable of running, you could run to the Spruce Hollow stage. Because Molly's part of the thing at Snowberry Field stage, which is, you know, right at the entrance to those forest stages. But that's a long trek, you know. Old men like me can't do that anymore. I've been plotting out my plan for the workshops, and Friday I'm starting off. I gotta go see Molly now as much as I can, so I'm gonna go see her along with Joy Oladokun, Leith Ross, and She Returns from War at a workshop called My Indie Heart at the Snowberry stage. starts bright and early at 11 a.m. So, yeah, you'll walk in, plunk your chair down, get a good spot, and then go deal with the tarp. And then run back and prepare to be wowed. We heard two cuts from Molly. We heard, what did we hear? Tor and Medicine. That whole record is that good. It's just kicking me in the gut on an hourly basis. It's all I've been listening to for the last couple of days. And, yeah, and I can hardly wait. We're going to chat with Molly sometime in the next couple of weeks, and we'll bring that chat to you. Whether it's live or Memorex, we'll wait and see. I kind of hope it's Memorex, because then I can fix it up and cut out my ums and ahs and dumb questions and stuff. So, yeah. That. So, we lost Ray St. Germain yesterday. Went and got a street named after him, and just in the nick of time, I guess. And, but yeah, long time. A long time. Cornerstone of the Winnipeg music scene. Whether you're into country or rock and roll or what have you. Ray St. Germain, one of the greats, swell fella. His legacy continues. His kids are out there playing. We're going to hear a few from Ray now, including a song that he did way back in, 1950-something? 57? Was it 1957? 58? Something like that. Or, let's see. I don't know. Anyways, it was in the 50s. It's in the late 50s. And then he redid it with a bunch of local greasers known as the Rowdy Men. We're going to hear that cut. Ray and the Rowdy Men together. But going back to the 50s, here's something. This is like the grooviest thing ever. Not exactly rock and roll. Not sure what you want to call this beyond just groovy as all get out. This is called Glendora. Rest in peace, Ray St. Germain.
I'm in love with a dolly named Glendora. She works in the window of a big department store. Eyes of blue, hair like gold. Never been young, but she'll never grow old. Oh, Glendora, I wanna see more of you. Three big bodyguards always working around her. One just nods and two just grins, and three got a mouth full of safety pins. Oh, Glendora, I want to see more of you. Stand right out of my head, cause I'm out of sight. Oh, Glendora, I wanna see more of you. Late last night at the store, they did some changing, and I stood watching when they started rearranging. She lost her wig, she lost her arms, and when they got through, she lost all of her charms. Oh, Glendora, oh, what did they do to you?
What do they do? What they do? What they do? What they do? Oh, Glendora. could love her more, but she's a square.
She's a square.
Yeah, man, she's a square. She can't dance, baby, she can't sing. Well, all she wants to do is to wear my ring. Well, she just likes my love so much. She tells me I've got the magic touch. But what a square.
She's a square.
Yeah, man, she's a square. Well, she's a square, my baby. The biggest one. Can you understand what I'm telling you? If you had my girl now, just what would you do? Or would you leave her all alone? Or marry her and take her home? But what a square.
She's a square.
Yeah, man, she's a square. Well, she's a square, my baby. The biggest one. She can't dance, and baby, she can't sing. All she wants to do is wear my ring. She just likes my love so much. Tells me I got that magic touch. But what a square.
She's a square.
Yeah, man, she's a square. Well, she's a square, my baby. The biggest one I know. Well, she's a square.
Ray St. Germain and the Rowdymen from the Rowdymen's album Rubberneckin'. That was the old classic She's a Square, originally recorded by Ray his own self way back 1959-ish, something like that. And also from Ray, going back a ways, for Glendora. Were you paying attention to the lyrics in that one? But the girl with a mouth full of safety pins? Ray St. Germain invented punk rock. Who knew? Who knew? Rest in peace, Mr. St. Germain. So tomorrow's the big debate down south. So I thought we'd end off the show with some debate rock. Or something. I don't know what this is exactly, but it's how we're going to end the show anyways. Going to hear another Twang Trust song of the summer. In fact, where is my thing here? Hold on. Going to go out with the Twang Trust song of the summer from 2020. But before we get there, here's one. Man, you know, we played this when Chuck released it. Like, what? I don't know. When was it? 8 years ago? Kind of hoped we'd never play it again. But I guess it's apropos, huh? Yeah. This will be it. So long from me to you until next week. But here's a little Chuck Prophet for you. It's a number called Get Off the Stage. See you next week, kids.
Well, me, I'm just one man up on the stage. I make my stand. Yes, it's true. I have a band up here behind me. While you've got your crew, and the Secret Service too, and your wife, from the EU, but you're no good at rhyming. So hey, get down off that stage. We've heard everything you've got to say. You've been calling all the shots. You got us all tied up in knots. Come on, man, get off the stage. Now me, I spent half my life in an Econoline van with my band and my wife. And when she steps up to the mic, I seen grown men burst out crying. While you've got an ugly mouth, you got no heart at all, except for your Russian pal. You're an obstruction in democracy's bow, and the patient is dying. So come down off that stage. Please, get off the stage. Come on down and take a seat. We'll put some John Prine on repeat. All we're asking is, get off the stage. If you were an automobile, you'd be out of gas, with four flat tires and a smog check that's never gonna pass. If you were a pair of socks, you'd be full of holes. You're one bad hombre, so why don't you turn around and go home and maybe something with that hair. Take a walk in the park, visit a Renaissance fair. You're headed for prison, you know, but don't be scared. The first time is the hardest. Just get down off that stage. We've heard everything you've got to say. Take a book down off the shelf. Try to love somebody else. Whatever you do, just get off the stage. Get off the stage.
This is Chuck Prophet, and you're listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM. It rocks like a bitch. You can say that on the radio. Bitch.